Good morning. This is the morning playlist, and I am your host slash favorite cousin, Reese. We're going to get right into the music, and then we'll come back in a little bit and talk about some stuff. First song on the playlist today is DJ Khaled featuring the late, great Nipsey Hussle, RIP, and John Legend. This is Higher.
We the best music.
DJ Khaled.
Soul in the fire, but we keep going higher, higher.
My granny 88, she had my uncle in there. A miscarriage back to back every year for like 10. Pregnant with my mom's, doctor told her it was slim. Was barrel for 9 months but gave birth in the end. Pops turned 60, he proud when we done. In one generation, he came from Africa young. Said he met my mom's at the Century Club. Los Angeles love, kinda like Hustle and Book. Money turned 10, cross turned 2. Starting to see this life shift from a bird's view. We the ones that made millions off the curve. Fool in this rap shit 10, never made nerve moves.
Hey, whoa. You keep taking me higher and higher. Yeah,
Khaled.
But don't you know that the devil is a liar? Hey. I know.
Right back.
They'd rather see me down, put my soul in the fire. But we keep going higher, higher.
Nip, talk to him.
Emptied out the clip, it was broad day. Fuck niggas always gotta learn the hard way. We gon' tape it off if we ball play. Put a half a moon crescent on your ball fade. Police hit the lights, that's a car chase. Looking back at my life, make my heart race. Dance with the devil and test all faith. I was thinking chess moves, but it was God grace. Crooked ass whoever till we all straight. With no shame, I peep game and it's all fake. South Central state of mind, high crime rate. Homicide, hate gang banging to get you all day. Look at my fate.
You keep taking me higher and higher.
Told Khaled bounce the phone to the bar break.
But don't you know that the devil is a liar? I know. They'd rather see me down, put my soul in the fire. But we keep going. Shoes is grape in the sky. I'm so high. We keep going higher.
Like my nigga Cool Kev from Florida would say, a bitch gotta get that cash. Got to. Say, who gon' check me for real? I know 10 nobody able. Niggas ain't tryna box. Niggas want a legal cable. What's up with that Yola? Man, who got that baking soda? Stankin' Oda out the kitchen so they kids don't have to grow up like they did. Don't do no bid. Don't do no flexing. Be the shit. But you get the gist. Don't do no telling. Be legit. Don't ever switch. We leaving you with them boohoo faces. Watch you like that hoodoo station. Man, my partner just beat 2 new cases. Back in the projects. Got a Zuzu's racing. Africa Bambaataa shit. Shout out to the Zulu Nation. Who we facing? A system more concerned with booty shaking than the moves we making. Laughing, puffing, chilling, doobie facing. Product of a rap song. The influence that strong. Ironically, I became the shit after all of that getting crapped on. And now I just gotta spread love. Need more of that in these black homes. More businesses to be black on. And we back on. Fucking with some real niggas, boy. I bet they know me. Basing every move off where I'm gonna be when I'm folding. Culture junkie really mean one thing if you condone it. That's pussy, money, power, and religion for the homies. If you feel me, get your mind right. Money right. Get your mind right, money right. Yeah. Get your mind right, money right. Listen, cause if there's money to be made, you better make it then. And if it's something on your mind, my nigga, say it then. Real nigga, say it then. say it then. Bulldog and hoes, shout out Alabama A&M. I got that old game, Sega Gen. DNC like ABM, we all about money. ATM, new fresh, new $100 bills, pay me them.
Pay me them.
Pay me them. DJ Nando up in heaven, the baddest stripper, save me them. Ooh, save me them.
Save me them.
Say me them, I'm trying to get like Jay-Z them and start rapping like AZ them. Cause see, I'm visualizing the realism of life and actuality. Fuck who's the baddest, a person's status depend on salary. And my mentality is money orientated. And now I'm acclimated to stunting no hoes I've dated. I stated this shit before. Remember, we had Jabo jeans. And everyone I knew was fucking when they was 14. Blowing strong for they protein. Never knew Joel Osteen. Roasting in the lunchroom, we had mastered the art of boasting. Talk from the OGs to never. But say what you don't mean, cause life can turn a ball and dope dealer into a dope fiend. You cause a casualty and actually we don't call the police, we call the homies. It's no peace, that's why I hope you got your mind right, money right. My mind, oh, I'ma say it then. Real niggas say it then.
That was Trans Lee with Say It Then. I sat here and talked for a good 8 minutes. Didn't even cut my mic back on. And that is the beauty of doing a morning podcast, people. Your brain is still loading. It is 8:13 a.m. 9:13 a.m. as I'm doing this. And I am an idiot. First topic of the day. I didn't write this down. But I have a lot of women in my life, and I've been hearing about this quite a bit this week in particular, and I would just feel like I'm not doing my due diligence of having a podcast if I didn't talk about it, even though this is like a podcast for fun, and, you know, I'm really not too serious about it. I do like doing this podcast, but, you know, if this, you know, this shit was ripped off the internet tomorrow, I mean, it would suck for like a day, and I'm like, all right, I guess I'm just not meant to do a podcast like this. You know what I'm saying? I would not be heartbroken. You know what I'm saying? There are much more important podcasts that exist in this culture and that can speak on these things more responsibly than someone like me. However, like I said, I have a lot of women in my life, and I feel that it's necessary for me to talk about it. So, this abortion law that's going around the United States as of current, and how men are trying to police women's bodies yet again. I remember there was a time I must have been in high school where women were very upset about something. I can't remember why, and I'm sorry, but I'm not about to look it up either, because, you know, this isn't the podcast for that. But there was a time when women were very upset about something that had to do with men policing their bodies, and I do believe it was abortion or something along those lines, where the pro-choice and the pro-life people were going at it very strongly. And I just remember being young, and I guess it's because I have common sense, and I never thought it was cool for, it just makes sense to me that a woman should choose what she wants to do with her own body. It never made sense to me that a bunch of old white dudes in suits sitting at a desk 24 hours a day should be able to decide whether or not my sister can get an abortion if she wants to. And that's important to note, because these women are your sisters. These women are your aunts. These women are your children. For anybody out there who was who's for this, and to add insult to injury, so if you've been sleeping under a rock, let me get you up to speed real quick. So there is a bill being passed around, and I think it's hit 8 states already. As of this morning, I don't know if it's hit another state, but it's hit 8 states already. And there is a law that it is now illegal for a woman to terminate a pregnancy after the 6-week mark. In some states, it is 8 weeks. And all of the women whom I know, who I talk to on a regular basis, have told me that most pregnancies, most women don't know that they're pregnant until they are 6 weeks. So essentially, you're trying to outlaw abortions. That's what you're trying to do. If I could liken this to anything, I would liken this to gay marriage. And the reason why I would liken this to gay marriage is because I've always thought it was crazy that old white dudes in suits got to tell you who the fuck you could or couldn't marry. That is insane to me. I don't give a fuck what you look, bro. I don't give a shit what you believe in. I'm past that. I'm a grown ass man. I don't give a shit who you love, bro. That ain't none of my concern. We live in a world where there are people who are concerned what other people do with their genitals. Who cares, bro? And I know that it's more than genitals, but I'm just basing it, you know, just down to the bare minimum. There are people in this world who care who marries who. Why? Why do you care? If they are in love, if they are not being abused, if they are happy, why do you care? It's the same thing. You can't use a stupid ass, oh, well, the baby's a human. Well, nah, it's like the size of a pea, bro. It's not a human yet. And either way the shit go, why do you care? Why do you care? Why do you care what women do with their bodies? Why do you care? And the other thing that bothers me is that it sounds like a conversation between somebody who doesn't look at all sides of the argument, but still tries to heavily have the argument. Like, oh, I don't believe in abortion. Okay, well, what if the woman was raped? You just got to deal with that? Because you have people who will argue that if the women are poor, they could go into adoption. But what if the only kids in this world that I'll ever have are going to be with me? Like, what if I believe that way? It's not the right time. I shouldn't do it. It's a dub. Like, and who the fuck are you that I have to run it by you to make sure it's cool? Hey, I'm just not gonna have this kid. Is that cool with you? What if there was a law that men couldn't beat their dicks when they were alone? And if you were caught beating your dick and someone wasn't present, you did life in prison. Because the penalty in Texas, I don't know about other places, but I know for sure in Texas, is that if you abort a child after 6 weeks, you get life in prison for just not being able to sustain or just not wanting some shit that's for your body. What if a woman is a high risk and she literally, it is against her best interests to take care of a child or carry a child, because if she does, the child might not make it. We just supposed to just say fuck it, because it is what it is and you knew what you was doing? What if it was illegal for men to beat their dicks when they were alone? We would be bugging out. Bro, that's the best time. That's crazy. And I know this is a false parallel, but at the end of the day, this is something that we do with our bodies, which is the only equivalency that is relevant here. It's insane to me. And I don't want to stay on this topic too long, just because I'm a man and I will never go through this problem. I don't know what it's like to just be pregnant and then I can't do shit about it. But I have sisters. And there, that's it with that. I have to be around to fight for my sisters. You think I give a fuck about you? You think I give a fuck about what you believe in, nigga? I don't. My women's happiness should be important to us, because without them, we just die off as men. So you should be very conscious of the stupid shit you're doing. I don't know, man. White people, get your mans. Get your mans. Because pretty soon motherfuckers are gonna start speaking up about this, and it's gonna get ugly. Y'all need to get your mans. Getting right back into the music, this is Marcus Houston with That Girl.
Yeah. Can I talk to you for a minute? Look. All I did was look. Why you tripping? Look, check this out. Check it. Baby, look, I'm tired of trying to convince you that I ain't caught up lying. When she walked past me, I looked so what big deal. I don't understand how that can make you feel that my love ain't for real.
Love you, baby, baby. The Lord above, but you're with me.
You're with me.
Tell me, why would I throw that away?
Why would I throw that away?
This is where I wanna be.
Though I may look occasionally, you're the only one I need. If I wanted, then I would be with you. She's fine as hell, but she'll always be
that girl.
Yeah, nothing more than that girl.
Yeah,
girl,
what she do, she don't compare to you.
Check, what you just live for? Girl, you act as if you just caught me cheating. When you look at other men and don't act like you don't, I don't trip because I know that I'm the guy you come home to every night.
Baby, 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 yeah. The Lord above, that you're with me.
That you're with me.
Tell me, why would I throw
yeah. Why would I throw that away?
What can I do, girl? This is where I wanna be.
Yeah. Though I may look occasionally, you're the only one I need. If I wanted, then I would be with you. Fine as hell, but she'll always be
that girl.
And nothing more than that girl.
I know what she do, she
hey. Yeah. Check it. I know I need you. Ride it with me. Oh, I know I need you. No other girl will do. Cause I need you. Ride it with me. Oh, I need you.
Yeah.
that woman for me. She's fine as hell, but she'll always be that girl. Nothing more than that girl. Matter what she do, she just can't be you, baby.
Yellow tinted lenses in a pink gelato. Falling out the window, hit me back tomorrow. Will always be the one tough fact to follow. Cause we aiming for the stars with a pointing hollow. Filling these songs, mocking jokes and cuddles. Job selling rocks and arrows. Cause they only swipe right if you fuck for follows. Welcome to the days of a broken shallow. But if we just smoke,
the I Am Nobody remix. Let's get into something a little bit more lighthearted. Old Town Road. The video officially came out a couple days ago. It'll be 5 days ago now. I saw the video. I love Vince Staples. Everybody and their mama was in the video. It was a very... I mean, and quite deservingly, Jesus Christ, that song has literally been popping for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, and now it's probably back at number one. I think I might have talked about Old Town Road a couple podcasts ago and how, you know, the whites were trying to keep said song off of the country charts. And... again, why are you trying to do this to niggas that just want to make good shit, bro? Do I like Old Town Road? Would I listen to Old Town Road? No. And the reason why I wouldn't listen to Old Town Road is not because, I mean, it has elements of things that I normally do like. It just seems like a meme song to me. Like, it doesn't seem like a real song. And I feel like once Lil Nas X comes down off of this high, he's gonna have to give us another one of those, and the second one probably isn't gonna be as good because he didn't think that far ahead. When you go to his Instagram pre him getting popping, he was just some nigga. He probably just did the shit, thought it was hot, and mind you, I'm talking with little to no information, so I mean, he could have been doing music long before this and all his music could sound like this, and then this is just a song that popped. But I find it highly unlikely, only because he's in the video, like, it's trap beats underneath some country guitars, my nigga. This is not a country song. This is not a country song. And then he's doing the whoa, like, he's got all the niggas in the video, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, bro, this isn't a country song. It's like you're Frank Ocean in country music. Like, you're trying to, you're hitting a stain on country music, which is fine. I condone it 100%. Go get your money, my nigga. To me, it's just kind of corny. But people tell me that this nigga is legit a country musician, and this is, you know, and let me shoot him some bail. Because there's too many times where a talented motherfucker has to do things in a different way in order to be popping or in order to get something done. So I don't know if maybe this was like a authentic country song and then he couldn't record all of the parts with the actual instruments, so he just had like the main guitar loop and then threw some trap drums on it just to get the song recorded, and then that's the song that popped. So now he has to roll with that version. I don't know if that is the case, but what I do know is that, I mean, he sounds fine. Billy Ray Cyrus sounds fine. The video was niggered out. I mean, you have Rico Nasty, Chris Rock, the big fella nigga, Vince was in it. Everybody and their mama is in this music video. I'm happy for him, to be honest. I'm happy for him. It doesn't matter what I think, you know, whether or not I think this is a country song. It doesn't matter because I didn't make the fucking song, so I don't have to care. I'm happy for the kid. Hopefully he can continue to produce and give us some more. I doubt that he will. I'm gonna be completely honest there. I doubt that he will, but I do hope that he does, because if you can make it out, then you deserve all of your roses. If you can make it out, I mean, he don't look like he come from money. He definitely looks like he was one of the lucky ones that caught one. And so much in hip hop do we say, well, you didn't really put in the work like so and so, and so you don't deserve to have this spot. Other people that work as hard deserve to have this spot. Look, I understand your sentiments on that, but let's be reasonable here. At the end of the day, success is just a combination of hard work and getting lucky. You could bust your ass writing raps for years and no one, not a single person, is gonna give a fuck. And then one day you put out a song and Diddy see it. It literally is that fast on the internet. It is literally that sporadic. It is literally that random, that the internet highway could just throw you in a lane one day. And now you gotta work with what you got. You could be sitting at home right now writing your hottest rap and throw it on the internet and no one see it, and then you just do something for fun and put it up and a million people fuck with it, and now you're on tour with Ziggy Stardust, or not Ziggy Stardust, rest in peace David Bowie. Ziggy Stardust is not alive. I just wanted to throw a random name out there. You're on tour with fucking Lil Uzi Vert or some shit, just because you just randomly threw some shit out one day. I'm happy for him. I hope he continues. Hopefully, next time around when he does another record, motherfuckers won't try to tell him what genre it is, because bitch, I wrote it. Like, I know what genre it is. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, even if I don't think it's a fucking country song, it doesn't matter, because I'm not the one who wrote it. That's the key thing about this whole thing. I have opinions on the song and shit like that, but it don't matter. He feels like it's a fucking country song. He wrote it like a country song. And if it's to be played as a country song, then guess what? It's going to be played as a country song, or it's not going to be played at all. And I have nothing but respect and support for Lil Nas X and doing what the fuck ever he wants to do, regardless of my feelings on the song, regardless of my feelings on anything that concerns him or this thing. I'm happy for him. And that's all I have to say on that. We're going to get back into the music real quick. Speaking of the devil, this is Vince Staples with Bag Back.
This is for my future baby mama. Hope your skin is black as midnight. I'll take you out there, honey. I can put you in the bins. I can balance out your chakras. Fornication is a sin. We can fuck all night regardless. So I fell the art in heaven as I pray for new McLarens. Pray the police don't come blow me down, cause of my complexion. Everybody think they know me now, cause I'm chicken checking. Negro, you and I, my homie. How dare you think it's different, boy? You tripping. Gas break and dip the cash came. I flip the stack. Yeah, yeah, stack. So sick, religious, don't ask to chat and don't ask for pictures. Back, back, I'm trippin'. Till they take my bro and them out them CDCRs. Prison system broken, racial war commotion. Until the president get dashy, Vincent won't be voting. We need to meet position equals in that Oval Office. Obama ain't enough for me, we only getting started. The next Bill Gates can be on Section 8 up in the projects. So till they love my dark skin, bitch, I'm going all in. Gas break and dip, the cash came, I flip the stack. Yeah, yeah, stack, get past the ceiling. So sacrilegious, don't ask to chat and don't.
They found it. Depth close to 3,230 feet. A deep dive.
Clap your hands, you could probably save a profile. You ain't gotta worry, don't be scary, cause we own now. Ain't no gentrifying us, we finna buy the hotel. Tell the world we sit to suck a dick, cause we own now. We own now. We own now. Tell the world we sit to suck a dick, cause we own now. Tell the government to suck a dick, cause we own now. Tell the president to suck a dick, cause we own now. We own now. Tell the 1% to suck a dick because we own now. Tell the president to suck a dick because we own now. Tell the government to suck a dick because we own now. 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 We own now.
Outside the South Central area, few cared about the violence because it didn't affect them.
Them all stuck.
Back to the criminal set. But they can't catch me yet.
Don't trip, you might break your neck and get wet from the rain and the tech. I break
them all stuck. Back to the criminal set. But they can't catch me yet.
Your gun bumping gon' leave the gun up, and I'm the one when the party is jumping up.
I heard the OGs ain't on hit, and I'm the only one left from the West that you can't with. But lately I've been feeling like Will Smith. Why bother with rap when I can get 20 mil on a flip? Y'all niggas just started some shit. The underdog making songs for them hogs and them bloods and crips. On a shaw by the bar where the Muslims sit. After all, who do you call the rocket? What's the ghetto bird circle above? Reminisce of the dust kicked up, the dirt swept under the rug. Duct tape, ski mask, tape recorders, QK's razor blazing, bacon soda. First learn how to cook in a coffee pot. Make the block get hot like lava rock. Got love for the block cause I came from that. But I ain't afraid to go right back.
Back to the criminal set. But they can't catch me yet.
Don't trip, you might break your neck and get wet from the rain and the tech. I
break them all stuck.
Back to the criminal set. But they can't catch me yet.
Your gun bumping gon' leave the gun up, and I'm the one when the party is jumping up.
It's a suicide. never get the heart to try with mines. No chains, I'm rocking the nine. You riding the pine, the heavy metal knock you out of your mind. Now, how many really gon' ride when the war start eating alive by these hollow tip darts? My 12 gauge to tear you apart. Don't get caught at the light, the house party or the neighborhood park. Mr. X marks the spot, then pops the mark. Turn your whole neighborhood to a parking lot. I paid the cost to be the boss and will do my time standing up till I get an appeal. These weapons too real to conceal, so why bother? Semper Fidelis, I learned from my father. Always stay faithful to myself and grow. And when I catch that after the show,
back to the criminal set. But they can't catch me yet.
Don't trip, you might break your neck and get wet from the rain of the tank. I
break them off, back to the criminal set. But they can't catch me yet.
Your gun bumping, gon' leave the gun bumping. I'm the one when the party is jumping to
break them off,
I'm slick and slippery on a high speed chase all the way to the victory. Y'all this is stone cold mystery. Too weak, can't stand in the room with me. Put a back in this place. Straight lace with a strong arm, steady gang up in your face. I run a race with the West on my back. Why you're the reason why they say in the West can't rap. Ever since the white concourse lack, I've been unmatched. The avalanche in the hood and attack. Just hardcore actual facts. Never wait, just react when them killers come at you with gas. Had to dig the knife out of my back. Now I'm back on track, hitting laps, about to widen the gap. Yo, it ain't the long fall from the top that got him. It was a sharp sun stop at the bottom.
Back to the criminal set. But they can't catch me yet.
Don't trip, you might break your neck and get wet from the rain of the tank.
I break them off, back to the criminal set. But they can't catch me yet.
Your gun bumping, gon' leave the gun up. And I'm the one when the party is jumping to
break them off, son.
Yeah. Rappers try to brag about accomplishments, but nothing you've been dropping yet astonishes. Yeah. Next shit I'm about to say is obvious, but criticism's worth some more than compliments. Yeah, yeah. We're living at a different speed, trying to sprout a money tree. We started out with just a seed. Always working, never hindered by a little fatigue. Rapping in arenas, I'm still playing in a different league. Yeah. Used to playing wiffle ball, dropping opportunities, I'm picking up a different call. Yeah. Holding out for bigger checks to lift us all. Never kept a safety net to catch us even if I fall. Rather risk it all than play it safe. You like to sprinkle salt and player hate. My team can eat off share plate. Yeah. I had the black on black, I swear you're late.
Every day I got some fly shit on. You keeping all black outfit on. I already bagged most of the chicks that you out here trying to get on. You just catching up to what I've been on. Yeah, that's what I've been on.
I see what you're trying to do. That's not even kind of new. That's that shit I've been on. All these girls you see around, I already took them down. That's that shit I've been on. That's that shit I've been on. That's that shit I've been on. I be thinking forward though, thinking quick and making plans. Y'all be thinking sorta slow. You be thinking more of, I be thinking more of dough. Show them all I do this shit, but trust me, I got more to show. Yeah, yeah, I'm just getting started now. All that swerving, spill my bourbon, Brody, that's a party foul. Rappers try to swear they're cool, really I'm like Harley Powell. Black on black with hair slick back, boy I got the hardest style. And I'm always snatching chicks, flyer than Aladdin's whips. Haters on the sideline bitter, Maddie's rich. Took your darling off your arm, now she just wanna be daddy's. They can't even find me where I'm chilling like my addy switched. Yeah, breaking rules, we all been them. Dreaming about these M's, told my team let's all get them. Make a classic song, last as long as raw denim. Every track's a problem, what I spit is all venom. Like, yeah.
Every day I got some fly shit on. Keeping all black outfit on. I already bagged most of the chicks that you out here trying to get on. You just catching up to what I've been on. Yeah, that's what I've been on.
I see what you're trying to do, that's not even kind of new. That's that shit I've been on. All these girls you see around, I already took them down. That's that shit I've been on. That's that shit I've been on. That's that shit I've been on.
Been on.
G-Eazy with Been On. The song before it was Exhibit with Criminal Set. Now let's talk about Vince Staples for a little bit. Specifically, Vince Staples and the recent back and forth with him and Azalea Banks. So, again, if you have lived under a rock for some time, you have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about when it comes to a young woman by the name of Azalea Banks. And best believe you have to have been living under a rock. Like, you have to have owned multiple apartments under multiple rocks to not know about Azalea Banks. Not because of her music, because she is a musician, but because she's an asshole. Azalea Banks is probably one of the worst people to ever set foot on this planet. I don't wish death on anybody, and I definitely don't wish death on anybody who I do not know. But I feel like the earth would be better without her, personally. And recently she was on Twitter doing her thing, which she's offended so many people that her Twitter has been deleted, brought back under a different name, and then now she has her Twitter back. And she was tweeting about something and then randomly brought up how she reached out to Vince Staples to do a song with her and then he changed his number, which Vince says that's not true. And if it is true, he's a real nigga, because I would have changed my number too. Don't hit my phone, bitch. I don't want anything to do with you. You still actively call gay people fags on the internet. That's a bad look all the way around. You're a trash person. Like, and the back and forth was so, oh man. If you don't know about Vince Staples, Long Beach, California, very talented young man, but just plain doesn't give fuck. Just doesn't give fuck at all. He's a Crip. Lets you know multiple times during a conversation with him that he is a Crip. He is for realness, he is for positivity and all that other shit, but for the most part, he just don't give a fuck. They just do what he want, say what he want. Like, he's not out here trying to offend people, but you know, he's definitely one of the people that are spearheading this new movement of hip hop where niggas just are able to be completely honest with each other without having to fight. And it's way bigger than how I just articulated it, but you know, and if you ask Vince Staples, he'd probably just tell you, I'm just being a real nigga. Like, I don't know what the fuck you niggas are talking about. I'm just being me, you know. It's literally that, that so, like, whatever to him. He doesn't give a shit about what you think about him. He's gonna do what he wants. He's gonna go home, make some records, make some money, go and tour and kick it with his friends. Like, that's it. And Vince basically responded to her and said, no, you didn't ask me to be on the record. You asked me to mumble a verse for you with the song with you and the Spice Girl. Just, you know, basically saying, like, bitch, you're still lying. Like, why are you lying? And Vince is saying that that's not his energy. He even said, you know, you're still one of my favorite rappers, but you full of shit right now. He tried to get her in the DMs, like, off the internet, like, you know, off the timeline, but the bitch just basically, what Azalea Banks does is every couple of months, she just shoots a dart, and, you know, if you bite, then you bite. You know, she's gonna try to keep her name popping as best as possible. Here's the thing. With 6ix9ine, at least it was funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least it was funny. Azalea Banks is like, which, by the way, we do not condone snitching on this podcast. Just wanted to say that. But with Azalea Banks, it's more so her just throwing temper tantrums. It's almost like someone stole her Tonka toy when she was really young, and she never got over it. So now she just wants to make everyone, like, stole her Barbie doll when she was like 5. Like, somebody stole it and stepped on it, and now she just wants everybody to be miserable with her. And if I get to the root of the problem, there's clearly mental illness there, but more times than not, she's just a trash person. Super trash person. I heard some of her music recently, and yeah, it's cool. It's pretty good, yeah. I mean, the bitch can rap, but who cares? You're a trash human. It's one of those things. We live in this day and age where you gotta be nice, bro. You gotta be cool. You gotta be somebody that your consumers want to hang out with. You're just walking around being a trash person, and you don't stop being a trash person. That's the other thing. Like, you legit wake up every morning a trash person still, and there's nothing anyone can do or say about it. You're just gonna be trash because trash is trash, and you live in a trash atmosphere, I guess. I was watching a video. Foxy Hot Mess was talking about how she went to go see Azalea Banks, and the bitch was an hour late to her show. Bitch, who are you? You're just Azalea Banks. You're lucky to even have shows. As many people as you offend. Like, she has literally walked around and aimlessly offended any and everybody. I'm pretty sure if I dig through every statement Azalea Banks has ever made, I'm probably gonna find some shit that I'm personally offended by. She just doesn't give a fuck about you. And the don't give a fuck card, that's why I love the fact that these two clashed. Because Vince don't give a fuck, but Vince don't give a fuck about what you say. He's gonna be the most authentic him he can be. Whereas Azalea Banks, she doesn't give a fuck in a sense that she don't give a fuck about offending nobody. She don't give a fuck about being a good person. She doesn't give a shit about what's right and what's wrong, because what's in her brain is right, and that's it. Literally everybody. She's gone at RZA, she's gone at Action Bronson, she's gone at fucking Lana Del Rey. Literally everybody who she could think of in her brain. She's gone at fucking Elon Musk. And so she then turns the conversation into Vince, because he's tweeting at her as she's tweeting about him. He's tweeting at her. And she says, stop mentioning me and stop using my name to try to convince these people that you're a righteous brother. And Vince was like, I'm not a righteous brother. I'm a Crip. Like, I don't, oh my God. It was the best thing I could have ever happened, because it let me know that some motherfuckers just can't, their skin can't be peeled. You can't fuck with certain people. I wanna kinda be the first one, or one of many, to say that in the coming years I would like Azalea Banks to go away. For good. She doesn't deserve to make money in this industry. She deserves to work at a Walmart, as far as I'm concerned. You've put in no work. You've put in little to no work. You dropped a mixtape and an album. The album went gold, I guess. I think it went gold. Even if it did. For the sake of this conversation, let's say the album went gold. It could have done better because you make pretty good music. Let's be honest here. Azalea Banks makes good music. And it's just sad that I'm hesitant to want to say that she makes good music, because she's such a trash person. And that's why no more than 500,000 people wanted to buy your album. Because you just suck. You just suck as a human. No one wants to work with you because you're trash. No one wants to hold a conversation with you because you're trash. And you're going to eventually shit on somebody who was sitting at home minding their own business. Like, yeah, I don't know, bro. And I think that, ooh, karma gonna kick her ass one day, and it's gonna be great. And I hope it's all on the internet. I hope it's right up on the Twitter timeline. I hope somebody, I wish she would've went at Joan Rivers. God rest her soul. I wish Joan Rivers was alive for this, because Joan Rivers would've ripped her a new asshole. There's some people like Dave Chappelle. Oh, Dave Chappelle. Like, some people that I just wish she would go at, just so that they could be like, alright, if you wanna do this, and just take her to task. Just rip her a new asshole for 24 hours straight. Like, bitch, I'm me. You don't know me. You watch your mouth. Cause when those niggas started making fun of her on Wildin' Out, it was playing. Bitch started crying and shit. She was hella sad. Bitch was like, emotional shit. Awesome jokes. Like, niggas was just frying her because this is what this show is to get fried. My nigga, you cannot be on this show and not be fried. And you was just all in your feelings and shit. Yeah, because you don't like it when it's you. It's fun and games and it's cool until somebody does this shit to you. Either that or I think, because Lana Del Rey was talking about how she was going to beat her ass, and I need that to happen too, because Lana Del Rey was talking that shit. She was like, bitch, I will not not fuck you up. I will not not beat you the fuck up, was the tweet. Lana Del Rey was for that smoke, my nigga. You better watch your mouth. Lana Del Rey is gang with the blacks over here, nigga. We gon' man. Let me shut up. Getting right back into the music, man. This is Mr. Hudson featuring Kanye West with Supernova.
And I feel like taking on. Let me be a supernova. Before you make the biggest mistake of your life, just give me the chance to get it right. They got it all. They've got all the things I thought I wanted, but I can't afford to fake anymore. To live this facade and smile as the warm champagne pours. Out on the lawn, we'll pretend we're having tons of fun in this world where we don't belong. Some bloke on her arm, is she thinking of me? Does she forget what we once had?
Never saw this coming, well you're not alone. $1 million renovations to a happy home. My ex said she gave me the best years of her life. I saw a recent picture of her, I guess she was right. I wake up, accessing the damages, checking media takeout. Pictures of me drunk walking out with a bitch, but it's blurry enough to get the fake out. I wake up, all veggies, no eggs. I hit the gym, all chest, no legs. Yeah, then I make myself a smoothie. Yeah. Then me and wifey make a movie. Chicago, St. Louis to Chicago. Underlay, underlay, E-I-E-I. Uh-oh, you had me driving far enough to switch the time zone. You was the best of all time at the time, though. Yeah, you wasn't mine, though. But I still drove 30 hours. Yeah. still drove 30 hours to you. Yeah. I remember rapping for Jay and Cam. Young producer just trying to get his flows off. I remember being nervous to do Victoria's Secret till I pictured everybody with their clothes off. Expedition was Eddie Bauer edition. I'm driving with no winter tires in December. Skirt, 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 like a private school for women. Then I get there and all the Popeyes is finished, girl. You don't love me, you're just pretending. I need a happy beginning, middle, and ending. Chicago, St. Louis to Chicago. It's getting hot in here, that's all that I know. Got a hotel room, 3 stars for you. You call down for an omelet. Girl, it's 5 in the morning. You realize he at the Doubletree, not the Aria. Only thing open is Waffle House, girl, don't start with me. I used to Western Union for you like it's no pride. Cause you was in college complaining about it's no jobs. But you was sucking a nigga dick the whole time. Well, I guess a blowjob's better than no job. Then I drove back 30 hours. Three stacks, can you help me out?
30 hours.
Yeah. This type of shit you just ride out to. Yeah.
30 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
30 hours.
I just be like, it was my idea to have an open relationship. Now, nigga, man, now I'm about to drive 90 miles. Ain't Mark Brown to kill. I'm about to drive 90 miles like Matt Barnes just to whoop a nigga ass. It was my idea, and now, nigga. Now, nigga, man. Now, nigga, that's sonna. Whoop him after school just to show him got class. None of with the. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Thought I dropped some shit like that. Hey. Whoop him after school just to.
30 hours.
Whoop him after school just to show I got class. Three stacks.
30 hours.
Just right after that. Check it out, this the bonus track, this the bonus.
30 hours.
Man, my favorite albums just have like bonus joints like this. That's why they kick it off like this. Yeah. Just did that Madison Square Garden.
30 hours.
Had to put the flies, nigga, on this shit. Hey, hey. The pyramid shall rise.
30 hours.
With these ultralight beams flowing. All the moms, the dads, the kids, the families that shared this moment with us. Let's rock out for about
30 hours.
You know, hey, you know, hey, you know, hey, you know.
30 hours.
Whole design team, Yeezy team, music team. Hey, remember when whole block get shout out? In my version of a shout out track.
30 hours.
Hey, let them all rock. Let it. To my brother Yassin, hold down in Africa.
30 hours.
Hey. To my family, thank you for holding me down. The media be at me like
30 hours.
That's Gabe calling. Yo, Gabe. I'm just doing an ad lib track right now. What's up?
30 hours.
She call me diamond on the weekdays. Got so much pressure, that's why this song be stuck on replay. I got pressure, she call me diamond. No time for mistake, too scared for writing. You know I dream this reality since I was a youngin'. Write down who I be and now the manifestation's coming in. Now why you acting
like what?
Now why you acting like that? Put your thoughts into the universe and she gon' bring it right back. You so hard on yourself, mama, you don't need that. No, you your biggest critic, girl. Best believe that. Best believe that. I needed to hear that. Am I overthinking will be the death of me? Am I pointless stressing won't be the remedy for my motivation that I feel I need? Ooh, I got pressure. She call me diamond on the weekday. Got so much pressure. That's why this song be stuck on replay. And I got pressure. She call me diamond on a weekday. Yeah, yeah. Got so much pressure. That's why this song be stuck on replay. Now that's whack. I don't know how to act. A false reality that I seem to create it in my head to make me feel I'm not deserving of these things I do. And I only track your vibe and it's a G-Pot 2. And what's that? Reminded it so happens to be a rap kaicha doing exactly what you wanna do. And now she fly into your state just to sing for you. And ooh, oh my, let's track up the time. Not enough reflection, too much again. Guessing. Am I overthinking will be the death of me? Pointless stressing won't be the remedy for my motivation that I feel I need. Ooh, I got pressure. She call me diamond on a weekday.
She call me. Ooh, she call me.
Got so much pressure. That's why this song be stuck on replay. And I got pressure. She call me diamond on a weekday. So much pressure. That's why this song be stuck on replay.
That was Kate with Miss Shiny, and the song before that was Kanye West with 30 Hours. Yes, I played two songs in a row with Kanye West in them. No, I do not give a fuck. New music time, everybody. We had a lot of releases, actually, and some that I am planning on listening to, some that I didn't even know happened. First and foremost, we'd like to talk about DJ Khaled, the nigga who was about to ruin your summer, because he is gonna have songs that you're gonna hate next year because they've been played so much, namely this Nipsey and John Legend record I played at the top, which I would just like to say that DJ Khaled is a fucking genius, because okay, where are the songs? No Brainer and Top Off are on this album. Both released close to a year ago. This nigga has done a year-long rollout. And the day that the album came out, the nigga dropped like 7 videos. Khaled works harder than all of us, nigga. He is at his house right now working on his next album and the rollout, and already has features done. I ain't never seen no shit like this where a nigga can literally do a 1 year rollout and it still land, because bitch, I'm me and no other reason. So DJ Khaled, Father of Assad, is out now. We also have Igor by Tyler the Creator. I have heard literally nothing but great things about this record. Apparently it is amazing. And the reason why I know people can't be lying is because I've never heard anyone say that any other Tyler the Creator album was amazing, but apparently this one is. So Carly Rae Jepsen has a record out. I've never been a fan of Carly Rae Jepsen, and it's not to say that I don't like her music. I just never dived into it. I never checked her out. Outside of Call Me Maybe, I just wasn't the person to listen to Carly Rae Jepsen, but she does have a record out called Dedicated. Megan Thee Stallion just released her, I think this is her debut, Fever. And the reason why I like Megan is because she ratchet as shit, but the bitch can rap. They don't get her fucked up. Like, she ratchet as hell, but she'll bar you to death still. Duckworth, brand new record from him called The Falling Man, and I think this has Fall Back on it. Yep, it does. Yeah, Fallback is on here. That was the first Duckworth record I ever heard. So, shout out to him. I've never listened to their music at all, but I've heard their name a lot. Injury Reserve has a record out. So if you're into that, they have a record out. I'm seeing JPEG Mafia on here. I'm seeing Aminé on here. I've always hated Aminé. I'm seeing Freddie Gibbs. I'm seeing Drum. So looks like it'll be a fun time. I'm probably going to, if I'm bored, I'm going to check that shit out. Probably get back to you on that. Let's see. Psy RE The Kid has a record out. I didn't see that coming. Never really listened to him ever, but I've seen his name. I know he's in Slumlords with K Camp and all them niggas. That is pretty much the extent of new music this week. I thought there was more. I know Suicide Boys and Travis Barker have a record. Ooh, Salaam Remy and James Fauntleroy dropped a record, like snuck it out, called Sex High. I'm gonna run that next podcast. That one is a go. I'm looking at my shit right now and I'm like, damn, how did I fuck this up? Chance the Rapper, Groceries, featuring a nigga named Tissacorean. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but that's what happens when you have a name that isn't pronounceable. That is a bop. We running that all summer too. And that is the extent of new music this week. I'm going to try my hardest to get to all of this shit. It's so much music out, but I'm going to try my hardest to get to it. I doubt that I will, but, you know, it is what it is. So shout out to all of you who are dropping and keeping the shit moving forward. I appreciate you guys putting music out because it gives me shit to do when I'm bored. Getting right back into the music now. This is Dave Hollister with Reason With Your Body.
Oh, your body, girl, now won't you come on. I need you bad as old folks need soft shoes.
Come on.
I'm drunk off your love like I've had too much absolute.
Come on.
Girl, I make you scream like a scary movie zone.
Come on.
I'm talking to your body cause your mind's trying to be strong.
Let me reason with your body.
I wanna talk.
Let me talk with your body.
I wanna meet.
Have a meeting with your body.
Cause your mind
may not understand what your body needs. Let me reason with your body.
I wanna talk.
Let me talk with your body. Your mind may not understand what your body.
Come on. I'ma work it like them thugs and hustlers work those streets.
Come on.
Well, let me tough your fins like I'm running from the police.
Come on.
Oh, let me bounce like I'm hitting switches in my ride.
Come on. Like
I'm trying to get out the rain, I wanna come inside.
Let me reason with your body.
Whoa.
Let me talk with your body.
I wanna meet.
Have a meeting with your body.
Cause your mind
may not understand what your body needs. Let me reason with your body.
I wanna talk.
Let me talk with your body.
I wanna meet.
Have a meeting with your body.
I got your body surrounded. Don't make any sudden moves, or you make a bigger mess than you want to.
What is your list of demands?
Let me see if I can talk to someone in charge. I'm trying to understand.
Let the hostages go.
Your toes, your thighs, your legs. I'm a negotiator, and I'm not too proud to beg. I can diffuse the situation with a little communication. Just let your body go with no hesitation.
Your body.
I wanna talk with your body.
Have a meeting with your body.
Oh, cause your mind.
That was Dave Hollister with Reason With Your Body. And we have come to the end of the podcast today. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody for not listening, whoever didn't listen. I appreciate all the support. That's all I got, to be honest with you. I do believe that next week I am to be reading emails. So send me emails, please. Let's talk. Let's chat. I think that'll make that the entirety of the podcast, to be completely honest with you. I don't think I'll talk about anything other than emails, considering I've put that shit off for so long. I think I'll just dedicate an entire episode to emails. So please email me at themorningplaylist@yahoo.com. If you feel like donating, I haven't talked about donating to me in a while, because I'm not the type of nigga to beg for money. But, you know, like I said, I can't monetize this podcast at all because I'm literally using other people's work to push it along. But I just like playing good music. That's what I'm into. So go to my Anchor page, anchor.com/themorningplaylist, anchor.fm/themorningplaylist. Hit the little donation button at the very top. Donate a dollar if you can. Helps me out a little bit. Helps me keep this podcast going, man. And that's all I got for you. I'm going to leave on another summer bop. So outside of PJ's missed calls, outside of Chance's groceries, this is also one that we running all summer. Don't talk to me about it. You better call Chief, because that nigga said this is it. And you know how Chief is. When he say some shit is it, you got to roll with it. So last song for the podcast today is Faye with Morena. That's right. Thanks for listening, guys. God bless you. Have a good week. We'll see you next time.
I love you, yeah, Boricua Morena. I don't ever wanna be no player. I love it when you, I love when you play fair. Boricua Morena. I don't ever wanna be no player. I love it when you, I love it when you. Yeah, I coulda had a Rolls Royce, no capping, but I'd rather have 30 to the gallon. I really wish this music shit was about talent. Hall of Famer, I'm a first fucking ballot. Get the fuck up on my dick, I need my phallus, cause I'm tryna fuck the world with no magnum. In the merch game crazy, we the baddest. I be pushing T's with no malice. What you want, what you want, what you want from me? Take the recipe, but you can't take the sauce from me. I'm killing anybody if they want a song with me. Homicide on the beat, I brought a bomb with me. Boricua Morena. I don't ever wanna be no player. I love it when you, I love it when you. Boricua Morena. I don't ever wanna be no player. I love it when you, I love it when you.
Mommy chula, you fucking a mama doula. I take you to Oklahoma, you know we gon' get there sooner or later. I put some shrimp on your plate, girl, you divine like you Ava. I know the time like I'm flavor, but we gon' save it for later. I got a clock on me, clock on me, I just want you on top of me. I just want some monogamy, heaven sent like a prophecy. I don't do no debauchery, scratch it off like the lottery. You the truth, don't you lie to me, and my feelings like I'm a regret.
I don't ever wanna be no player.